Tantor Audio presents Midnight's Kiss by Thea Harrison. Narrated by Sophie Eastlake. 1. Something happened to Julian as he stood in the San Francisco alleyway, looking down at his progeny and longtime friend. Xavier lay curled on his side in the ambulance stretcher, the lines of his poison-racked body rigid. Blood was everywhere. The stretcher, the concrete underneath, it had poured like a river out of him and had run in a thin red line down the gutter. The EMTs had to drain out the poison and infuse him with as much fresh, untainted blood as quickly as they could. Julian didn't know what it was, the thing that had happened to him. He wasn't like Xavier. He wasn't especially introspective or philosophical. He was most comfortable with taking action. Whatever it was, his reaction ran deep. It felt like something essential had broken inside him. His patience, maybe. Yeah, that was pretty much broken all to hell and back. Xavier gazed up at him, his young-looking face drawn with pain. His eyes still leaked crimson at the corners. While he had passed the danger point, or magic hour, as the EMTs called it, the brodifacoum would make every joint and muscle in his body ache for the next 3 weeks as his immune system worked to rid itself of any remnant of the poison. Mindful of that, Julian kept his hand gentle as he touched Xavier's shoulder, when all he really wanted to do was grab the other man and clench him in a bear hug. No, he wasn't ready to live in a world without Xavier in it. For too many decades to count, Xavier had been his Jiminy Cricket, and the one example Julian could always look to whenever he...